Hello, hello. Welcome, 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 welcome to the Daily Bread. We find ourselves Wednesday, April the 15th. You notice I took a pause there because I was trying to figure out what the date was, what the month was. But it is Wednesday, April the 15th. We welcome you here. We welcome you to First is Kingdom Family Church Ministries, and we always make the confession wherever, whenever we start a service or start the daily bread, with where the Word of God will transform my life, and I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen. Pray you're having a good week, or are having a good week. Amen. Some of you might be sitting there saying to yourself, Andrew, I'm having a rough week, or Andrew, you don't know what I'm going through this week, or you don't know what I've been going through this month, or even the start of this year. And I know some of you listening out there, probably it hasn't been as the new year started that you want or wanted. Amen. I'm sure a handful of you wrote some resolutions down somewhere, and I'm sure there's a handful of us that haven't looked at those resolutions or might have thought about those resolutions. Some of us might have fulfilled some of those resolutions. Some of us might be still working on some, or some of us might have just thrown that list in the trash. Amen? But regardless of that, you're here. You're going to spend a little time with us here, and I won't take up too much of your time. I do want to welcome you, and I do want to say thank you so much for spending a little time with me here. Amen. I have a small little devotional. We'll dive right into it. Won't keep you too much. Amen. But if you're taking notes or you have your Bible, you can turn to Jeremiah 31:13. That's going to be our scripture for this evening, or whenever you might be listening. And I'm going to read to you two versions of that particular scripture. And if you're taking notes or keep track of the titles, I always say this, how Pastor Jesse comes up with such good titles for his message. And I know the Lord helps him with that, but I also know he's pretty quick and sharp with coming up with titles. So mine might seem a little bland, but the title is Glad. You might be thinking to yourself, what was that? Yes, the title for this small little devotional is entitled Glad, G-L-A-D, Glad. And the scripture that we're going to be looking at is found in Jeremiah 31:13. Amen. It says then young women will dance and be glad. It says young men and old as well. I will turn their mourning into gladness. I will give them comfort and joy instead of sorrow. Amen. I'll read that again in case that was a little jumbled. Amen. We're looking at Jeremiah 31:13. It says, then young women will dance and be glad. It says, young and old as well. It says, I will turn their mourning into gladness. I will give them comfort and joy instead of sorrow. Amen. You might be sitting there thinking, all right, Andrew, where is this headed, or where are you headed, or this one word title? What's going on? Well, I'm glad you asked. You've probably heard stories of unexplainable hope on the news, or experienced it yourself firsthand. Unexplainable hope. Stories that are filled with despair and tragedy. And yet, in the midst of it, those who should be suffering are filled with joy. I'm going to repeat that again. It says, in the midst of it, those who should be suffering are filled with joy. Amen. Filled with hope and renewal. It says the opposite of what one would expect. Amen. Some of you might watch the news. Some of you might not, you know. And there's always, if you watch the news, the last few minutes of the news broadcast, they tend to sprinkle in a heartfelt story or something good about the community or someone in the community that's doing something good or something tragic happened, but in the end, something good came of it. And that's basically what this first part is, I'm sharing with you, is kind of the similar take. Amen? Now, it says you can be filled with hope as you look to God to turn your mourning into dancing and your sorrow into joy. Amen? It says he wants us to sing and be glad in all circumstances. And you might be sitting there thinking, okay, Andrew, hold on, pump the brakes, hit the brakes. It says he wants us to sing and be glad in all circumstances. Amen? So as I opened up this small devotional, I mentioned that some of you might be not having this best week, month, or the start of this year. And you might be thinking to yourself, dancing is the last thing I feel like doing. Amen? Being filled with joy is the last thing I feel like doing. Amen? And that's why it said, filled with hope and renewal, the opposite of what one would expect. Amen? The good thing is that God is with you. You, me, we get to a point sometimes where we feel like, well, you know what? I read that, but I don't feel God's near me, you know? And good thing we don't go off of feelings, because we know what the Bible says and we know that God is always with us. Amen? And he is always working behind the scenes on our behalf. Amen? So make this confession. We're going to say it three times. Say, Father, thank you that you can take an impossible situation and turn it to good. Amen? Let's say that again. Say, thank you. Say, Father, thank you that you can take an impossible situation and turn it to good. Amen? We'll do it one more time. Say, Father, thank you that you can take an impossible situation and turn it to good. Amen? And that's what your Heavenly Father, that's what my Heavenly Father always does. Amen? As impossible of a situation, he's always working behind the scenes on your behalf, on my behalf. And what is he doing? He's turning it around for good. Amen? But this first part that I'm sharing with you is that even though we don't feel like singing, even though we don't feel like dancing, even though we don't feel any joy, amen, whatever situation we might be in, what is it? The Bible's telling us that's what we need to do. The opposite of feeling lost, feeling angry, feeling unhappy, feeling unworthy, feeling unloved, feeling alone. All those negative feelings, amen, are natural. But what the word is sharing with us right now is saying is that we need to do the opposite. Amen. Let's continue and then we'll wrap this up. Amen. Jeremiah 31:13. It says, the young women will dance for joy. It says, and the men, old and young, will join in the celebration. It says, I will turn their mourning into joy. I will comfort them and exchange their sorrow for rejoicing. Amen. Did you catch that? The Lord is saying, I will comfort them and exchange their sorrow for rejoicing. Amen. Isn't God good? Amen. Exchange their sorrow for rejoicing. Exchange our sorrow for rejoicing. In Jesus' name. Amen. It says, there is no reason for a joy-filled response to a tough situation. Amen? I'm going to repeat that again and say it a little bit slower. It says, there is no reason for a joy-filled response to a tough situation. Amen? There isn't. It says there is no understanding of why that would happen. There is no understanding of why that would happen. It says you might look at your own life or the life of someone else in total disbelief because of the reaction to tragedy. Amen? You might be going through something. Someone close to you might be going through something. Amen? But as I said, God is always with us. God is always working behind the scenes on our behalf. Amen? Now, if we read further down, it says, the only explanation is Jesus and his grace. Amen? Again, the only explanation is Jesus and his grace. Jesus, in his immense love for us, takes something so difficult and uses it for good. Amen? Did you hear that? I'll repeat that again. It says, Jesus, in his immense love for us, his immense love for you, his immense love for me, takes something so difficult and uses it for good. Amen? He is the only one capable of such a glorious feat, and let's be thankful he is. Amen? Again, you might be sitting there listening to this, and you might be thinking, Andrew, you don't know what I'm going through, and the last thing I feel like is dancing, and the last thing I feel is joy. Amen? But what does it say right here? It says, Jesus is the only one capable of such a glorious feat, and let's be thankful he is. Amen? Again, he's with you, working behind the scenes. I know in some of us, our head, we can't wrap that around where it's, I'm going through a difficult situation. The last thing I want to be is dancing and singing and be joyful. And that's understandable. Amen? But if we're in the Word, spending time in the Word, we're spending time with the Lord on a daily basis, no matter the situation, good or bad, we know that God is in control and God is working behind the scenes on your behalf and my behalf. Amen? And finally, we're going to say this confession three times and then we'll wrap this up and I'll let you get out of here. Amen? It says, we're going to say, I want to be glad even in tough times. Amen? We're going to say that. I want to be glad even in tough times. Amen? We'll say that one more time. I want to be glad even in tough times. Amen? And now, I'll leave you with one little question and give some time and thought over it. Whenever you get finished listening to this small little message, do you have an opportunity to dance and be glad today? Amen. Do you have an opportunity to do that? Amen. I pray you do. Amen. So I pray you got a little bit out of this message. Glad. Our scripture was Jeremiah 31:13. Amen. And I will leave you with this. If you don't take anything else away from what I shared with you these few moments, is that God is with you. God is watching over you. God is protecting you. And God is working behind the scenes on your behalf. Amen. And you might be struggling with something very difficult right now. And words might not even describe what you're going through. But just know that you're not alone and God is with you and God is going to turn that situation around for good. Amen? Again, it says Jesus in his immense love for you takes something so difficult and uses it for good. Amen? He's the only one capable of such a glorious feat and let's be thankful he is. Amen? And right now it might seem dark. Whatever the situation might be, whatever negative report you were given, you might be thinking to yourself, there's no way I'm going to get out of this. Amen? But that's where the gladness, that's where the singing, that's where the dancing, that's where the joy, that's where the praising the Lord and giving it to the Lord and just saying, Lord, I know you're going to use this opportunity for your good. You're going to turn this situation around for good for my benefit. Amen. Because Jesus loves you. Amen. God loves you. Amen. You are precious to him and He is working behind the scenes on your behalf. Amen? So I hope you got a little bit out of this devotional. Glad. Amen? I am glad you spent a little time with me here. Amen? We appreciate you. I know the pastors and I would say it, but we appreciate you folks greatly. We appreciate our mail-in supporters. We appreciate your faithfulness every month, sending in your tithes for our church and for the missionaries. Amen. We can't say thank you enough. I say thank you. I know the pastors say thank you as well. Amen. We appreciate each and every one of you that continues to stay connected with First is Kingdom Family Church Ministries. Amen. We thank you so much. Amen. I pray you have a blessed rest of this Wednesday. Amen. I pray you have a blessed rest of your week, safe and protected. Amen. The angels of the Lord watch over and protect you. Amen. And that you are sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Amen. And when you pray and confess the word over your life every day, you will strengthen your inner man and grow in faith and confidence. Amen. Never underestimate the power of God's word. It is full of life and will minister healing and strength to you in every area. Amen. Every area. God wants to be a part of every area of your life. Amen. And including those difficult situations that you might be facing, or that you have faced, or that you are going to face. Amen. Just remember that whatever situation you're in, God is with you and God is working behind the scenes on your behalf. Amen. So bless God. Have a blessed rest of this Wednesday. I believe Pastor Rose will be with you next Wednesday. And then, of course, remember every last Wednesday of the month is our healing service. So from now until then, if you run into someone that's coughing, hacking, sneezing, complaining about soreness, complaining about this or that symptom, bless God, that's a perfect opportunity to invite them to tune in to our healing service the last Wednesday of this month. Amen? So be blessed. Praise the Lord. Thank you again for spending a little time with us here. We'll see you right back here next Wednesday with Pastor Rose for another Daily Bread edition. Amen? Be blessed. We'll see you right back here next Wednesday.